Your property may have a no pet policy, and that's certainly your choice. You don't want any pet, especially dogs. That's the most common pet that guests would bring in a unit. And yet you have a guest that tells you after you gave the check-in code that they're going to come in your unit. So you have multiple options there. You can certainly change the code if you have an electronic lock and you can do that remotely. Or you can try to find a compromise with the guest and try to be a good host, because guess what? This guest, even though they come with a pet and you have a no pet policy, they might give you a bad review because you did not allow their pet. It's kind of twisted, huh? But this is how it works. Make sure that your guests are happy and customer is king. So what you can do in this situation, you still want the guests to come in your property and trying to be nice to the guests. Let's say you cannot change the code, so they will come with their pet no matter what, unless you really, really want to play hardball and have them cancel within the next 30 minutes. So that's going to be very, very challenging when you have guests who are on their way and have the code to check in. So what you can say is, well, I understand that there was a misunderstanding, Miss or Mr. Guest, about the pets. They're actually not allowed in the building. Here are what we can do. Make sure that the pet is on the leash at any time in the property, and that there is no pet that's going to be on the bed or any damage in the property. If there is any damage related to the pets, we will have to charge an extra cleaning fee. I hope you understand this situation, and we wish you a very pleasant stay. You see, it's positive. You don't go to war with the guests, and they're going to appreciate that you still made it happen.